Joining us now on Animal Concerns of Texas is Hal Marcus. Thanks for being with us, Hal.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Hal, can you tell our listeners what inspired you to go down the path of plant-based eating?
Yes. It was about 10 years ago, my daughter and her husband, living in San Diego, became vegans. So they started cooking for us, and we would go out to dinner with them, and, you know, they would order what they ordered, and then we became real fascinated, and my son-in-law was an excellent cook. And then after that, I guess, you know, fast forward about 5 years ago, I started going to some of the events for the Vegetarian Society of El Paso, and I heard some wonderful speakers, and it was Michael Greger that spoke here, I guess, about 3 years ago or so, that after that dinner and talk that he gave about the benefits, and my wife and I just started becoming vegetarian after that and getting involved in the Vegetarian Society of El Paso, and now I'm second vice president and very passionate about it, and I just feel like it's the revolution for the environment and for health and political, social. And so we're just passionate. Wherever we get an opportunity to tell people how excited we are about what we eat, it makes us really happy.
Well, if Dr. Michael Greger was one of the main influences, right, then I guess you mainly started for health reasons?
It was mainly for health reasons, yes, yeah. But then, of course, now it's, you know, spiritual and karmic and environmental and everything else, yeah.
And were you surprised at how active the vegetarian community was here in El Paso?
Yeah. It, being the second vice president, which, by the way, Greg just invited me one day, and like within 1 second, and I said, yes, thank you so much. Yeah, it's growing. You know, every time we have an event, we seem to pick up 5 or 6 or 7 new members, and we have, you know, wonderful speakers come into town, potlucks, the hoppers where we go to restaurants, educate people. It's really pretty much changed our life. It's made us healthier. And you know, relating it to my art, you know, it's made me a better artist.
Wow. Well, one of the reasons that our numbers keep growing is because Hal assists new members with their fees for joining.
That's right. Well, individual membership for a year costs $20, excuse me. And my wife, Patricia, and I will pitch in $10. So if anybody hears this program, if they go to our website and become a member, we will subsidize your membership by paying $10. And also the family memberships will pitch in $10. So things grow, and that's just our personal way of helping the world and helping our community and getting people to be a part of a great social network.
So once again, if you go to vsep.org, the Vegetarian Society of El Paso, and join and mention that you heard about it on this program, Hal and Patricia will chip in $10 towards your membership.
That's right. And of course, you get the Veg News 4 times a year, which is a great magazine. You get invited to all the speaking events and to the hoppers and to the potlucks. And last month, we took everybody up to my cabin in Rio Doso. We had off the grid and on the grill. And there's just fun stuff to do.
And cooking classes.
Cooking classes, right. Yeah.
Greg's got one coming up.
Yeah, I've got right. two coming up this month.
Well, you know, I'm curious how you're a native of El Pasoan.
Right.
And I think people are surprised that the Vegetarian Society of El Paso is one of the most active in the entire country. And people are like, oh, well, I wouldn't expect it. They think maybe if it's going to happen in Texas, it's going to be in Austin or somewhere else. So I'm curious, you know, with your experience growing up here, what do you think makes the group in El Paso so special, maybe, you know, even more dedicated than vegetarian societies in other states that you would expect to really be doing a lot in the movement?
Well, you know, since I was born and raised in El Paso, I come across people every day that I went to elementary school with, you know, and my family's been here since 1921. And so we're really integrated. I think El Paso people are just generally more friendly. They know your grandma and your brothers and sisters and your family and where you've been and what you do. And I think that type of environment, because we live on the border and we're more tolerant and we're more open to new ideas, I guess one of the reasons our Vegetarian Society is so successful and enjoyable is because the people are enjoyable people. You know, I guess it's because of the people and their openness and their desire to be healthier and to make the environment better and to be conscious of you know, what we put in our mouths and what we think, and all those things are all tied into what comes from the inside of us, and so what we eat is really important.
Right. Yeah, I think there's definitely, you touched on it, there's a great sense of community. You know, when you come to a Vegetarian Society of event, you know, we see so many people who are just great people who we don't see all the time, but come together, you know, occasionally to you know, celebrate living a healthier lifestyle and also one that's, you know, making the world a more compassionate place.
Exactly.
You mentioned earlier how that the plant-based diet has affected your creativity and your artistry. Can you go into more detail about how you think that's happening?
Well, good question, Greg. You know, people think that an artist just kind of sits around the studio and paints all day. But really, it's what's inside your heart and what your passions are and how you relate to animals, clouds, mountains, stars. The whole universe is what really makes an artist's work great, you know. So it's not just like painting a picture. It has to come from deep within. So what we put in our mouths, you know, what we eat and how we think about, you know, our environment, animals and water and the sky and the earth and humanity and all the other species, then you become more spiritual. And so you're more focused of what you do. So when I put my hand on a paintbrush and start painting, and I feel like I'm totally healthy in mind, body, and spirit, of course it's going to make my art better. It's a conscious effort because, as most people know, my art is filled with positivity. It's filled with love. It's filled with community. This is what people are attracted to in my artwork. So for me to be 100% faithful to the love I put in my work, then I have to be as pure and connected to the universe as possible. So eating a plant-based diet helps me.
I think that's one of the surprising things. I think people don't examine enough how, you know, their diet is intertwined with spirituality and really how the common tenets of most religions is, you know, compassion and love and mercy. And when we don't apply those tenets to our diet and something we do every single day, four or five times a day, I mean, you really take advantage, you know, you really miss a great opportunity to try and, you know, become a better person all the way around.
And since we are what we eat, if we take in the misery and the suffering of farmed animals, that certainly, you know, affects our personalities.
Right. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that another influence on me going to a plant-based diet was to our rabbi, Larry Bach, who was a vegan. He recently left our congregation. He was there for 17 years. But him and his wife were very active vegans. And through the spiritual and religious point, that helped Patricia and I also. And things like thou shalt not kill and other pretexts in Christianity and in Judaism will kind of point the way to a plant-based diet.
You know, one of the things I was really excited about that you did not too long ago was an exhibit, and it was called the All You Can Eat exhibit. Could you tell us a little bit about
it? Yeah, we did that last year in 2015. Well, we had this idea of doing a show called All You Can Eat, and we had 42 different artists that stepped up to the plate, and literally, figuratively, that's not no pun intended. And we had to create works of art that were plant-based, you know, whatever that meant, you know. And so we had a really nice show. And through that show, which lasted for about 4 months, we got like about 20 new members.
Wow.
We would have an art talk, and I think you were there for one of them, Greg. And Patricia and I said, you know, we'll subsidize anybody who becomes a new member on that, you know, during that show. And these are artists who weren't vegetarian or weren't vegan. They were just artists, you know. But once we had our art talk and started talking, and Rabbi Bach was there and Greg was there, and we had some wonderful speakers. People just went and signed up, you know. So it was through art that brought them in, but in the end, they started thinking about, you know, the benefits.
Right.
And that was a really cool exhibit. We had some wonderful artwork that we're hoping one day to come out with a cookbook and use that artwork. So we have it saved in our files.
I'm not the art expert to even be speaking to this, but I know there's through art you're able to convey a message that you just can't do through words. And so I'm wondering,
right.
you know, I'm wondering if any particular pieces of work maybe stood out to you or struck a chord that.
Well, there were like I say, there was about 100 pieces in the show. You know, people created faces and still lifes out of fruit. You know. And it was just all – there was sculpture, there was ceramic, there was jewelry, there was 3D work. There was just, you know, none of them really sticks out of my head at this moment. But it was all colorful. It was delicious and made you hungry. And, of course, every time we have an exhibit at my gallery, we always serve vegan food. And people are just pretty impressed, like, you know, wow, what is in here? And I tell them, and they're pretty impressed. So, you know, we try every day to help spread the word about – the benefits and how delicious it everything is.
Yeah, I went to your Happy Hippie Holidays event, and I may have made 6 or 7 trips back to the food table because it was
right.
really good.
One of my favorite things at your place was a potluck we had that it just seemed to be like, were there 100 people there?
Oh, yeah, they weren't in my home, right?
Yeah, oh, that yeah. was incredible.
And I guess it'd be okay to announce that the members out there that are hearing this program on August 6th, we're having another potluck at my home. It's called the Vegicana Brunch.
So, and it's open for members of the Vegetarian
right,
Society.
That's right.
So
yeah.
join now for all the
yeah.
benefits.
Yeah,
the
and we have a great home. It's a 100-year-old building, and there's art everywhere. And I have a gazebo in the backyard, my studio. So that's a good spiff for you guys out there that I want to remind you of the wonderful events we have at Vegetarian Society.
And will that tie in with any upcoming events that you have?
Yes, actually, we're having a show coming up next week, July 21st. It's called Retro Retablo, and we've invited 20 artists. We're celebrating our 20th year, and so all year we're inviting 20 artists for each show. And so basically we've asked people to come up with iconic pieces that are similar to the Spanish retablos, and the pieces are coming in right now, and they'll be opening up on Thursday, July 21st from 5 to 9.
And I should know this, but what's a retablo?
Oh, well, a retablo is a usually a kind of a religious, iconic, small work of art. But these don't need to be religious because it's retro, so whatever it means. But normally there's small works of art to tell the story that's usually spiritual.
Well, you know, I'm curious in light of your long history in the city and your exhibit being so successful, your gallery being so successful for so long, and now that you're such an integral part of the Vegetarian Society of El Paso and helping us grow, do you have any thoughts on, you know, what would help get the Southwest to the next level on veganism and vegetarianism and just trying to think about food in a different way? And
well, you know, I just think it's one person at a time. You know what I mean? If I can inspire somebody, if a celebrity can inspire somebody, if a speaker can inspire somebody, if a movie or documentary can inspire somebody, then, you know, 10 people a day throughout the world, you know, and then it starts growing because it's for me, it's the real revolution. You know, it's the ultimate revolution, you know?
Right.
Social, political, environmental, health, scientific. Everything is pointing towards we need a more compassionate world. People open the newspaper and they think of all these terrorist things, and they don't realize that most people are eating terror. You know, it's a sad thing, but when you eat, you know, meat, these animals suffered, you know? And so when you eat that, you know, that's a part of why the world is so screwed up. So when you change that within yourself and you change it to each individual, slowly, I think that there are more and more people who are beginning to get it.
Right.
And I think that's a fact.
Right.
Now, you all know more about the numbers. But even if it's just, you know, 0.5% a year of people who switch, it saves a lot of animals.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, I think one of the neat things about that you're an excellent example of is that, you know, we can find a way to advance a more compassionate lifestyle through different medium, and whether it's art or music or, you know, there's people at the Vegetarian Society who are interested in, you know, fitness training and, you know, they want to do triathlons on a vegan diet. And you have so many people getting to the issue of making the world a better place through their food just by, you know, channeling what their passion is. And you know, for you, art obviously being one of them. But I mean, I think that's the neat thing, too, about the Vegetarian Society is so many people from different backgrounds using their skill set to, you know, try and make the world a better place.
Right. One of my mantras is to live to be at least 110. and I'm serious when that's my mantra because, you know, if I'm having a good time and I'm being productive and I'm healthy, you know, why not? And you know, so and so if I'm going to do that, I really need to take care of my health.
Yeah, right. And it's certainly possible because according to statistics, vegans live 10 to 20 years longer than the average lifespan.
Right, and your chances of catching all the diseases that people die from are reduced by 40 or 50%.
Yeah.
That's huge without taking any drugs.
And you have quality of life, which is nice. You know, there's something to be said for there's a big thing to be said for quality of life. Not everyone, you know, if you're eating a meat-based diet, oftentimes the last couple of years of your life can be very difficult.
Yeah, and I've
cancer
known,
or diabetes.
I've known some meat eaters who said, I don't want to live to be that old and be in a wheelchair, et cetera.
Right.
You don't have to be.
No, you don't have to be. And we haven't even talked about the karmic, you know, principles that make your life better, which I experience every day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I just have good luck, you know what I mean?
And I think think that good fortune is due to your diet in part?
Well, yeah. You know, if I find a little spider in my house, I very carefully pick it up and take it outside. You know, I don't kill anything, you know, and so – you know, those type of things, you know, that spider will help me one day. You know, you know, so that's all karmic.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do subscribe to that thought. And a very simple example, once I had been given too much change at a drive-through restaurant and, you know, I noticed it, obviously. And for a second, you're like, okay, I could keep the extra change. And I gave it back. And then a couple hours later, I'm walking down through the neighborhood and I find a $50 bill on the ground. So I was like, okay, I got it. Lesson learned.
What goes around comes around, yeah. And so it's – if you believe in it like I do, it's true. And even if you don't believe in it, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, and on a very practical level too, what we do to the animals – directly affects us back in the form of environmental degradation and health care costs, et cetera.
Sure. Oh, yeah. It's a win-win-win-win.
It's been great to have Hal as a very important part of the Vegetarian Society of El Paso, that he and his wife Pat have stepped in to do so many of the great things to help us advance our society. Thank you, Hal.
You're quite welcome.
And let's mention once again about your helping with the membership fees for new members.
Right, yes. If anybody mentions this program, they'll give you the phone number and the website in a little while. My wife and I will pitch in $10 to your membership. The membership for an individual is only $20 a year, and it's just a great thing to be a part of. Just call in or go to the website.
Yeah,
and that website is vsep.org. Or you can call 877-3030 for more information about the many events that the Vegetarian Society does. I have a cooking class coming up on July 23rd that you'll find out about at the website. I'll be showing how to make a substitute for barbecued pulled pork sandwiches out of jackfruit and some other dishes. The deadline for reservations is Thursday, July 21st for this event, which will take place on July 23rd. So check that out at our website.
And as a reminder, if you take advantage of Hal and Pat's generous offer, you get the benefits of Vegetarian Society of El Paso membership, which include a subscription to Veg News Magazine, which is a phenomenal magazine with great recipes, stories. You also get invited to potlucks and our hoppers and the various speaking events that we have going on throughout the year, including movies, which we have coming up in August of this year, a movie called Plant Pure Nation, which we interviewed the director of in the past on ACT Radio. So we hope you can go to the website at vsep.org to learn more about these events.
And Hal, if you'll tell us the location of your art gallery and a website where people can learn more about the gallery?
Yes, of course. We're located at 1308 North Oregon, right between UTIP and downtown, and halmarcus.com.
We've been talking with Hal Marcus, owner-operator of the Hal Marcus Gallery, and art collector, art dealer, and promoter. And he's also second vice president of the Vegetarian Society of El Paso. Thanks for being with us on the program, Hal.
Thank you for inviting me.
And thanks for all that you do, Hal, for VSEP and for our members.
It's my pleasure.